Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Crude Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we remain in the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 14 today with verses 19 through 27. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and reveal myself to him. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, that the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. In John 14, verses 17 through 27, Jesus offers a profound promise to his followers, speaking of the Holy Spirit as the Comforter who dwells within those who believe. He reassures us that the true peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of his Spirit, affirming that he will never leave us alone. In these verses, Jesus contrasts the peace he gives with the fleeting peace of the world, emphasizing that true serenity comes from surrendering to him and accepting his gift of salvation. This divine peace transcends understanding, arising from deep within our souls as we recognize that we are loved by God. Jesus invites us to enter into a relationship with him, revealing himself to us in ways that deepen our faith and enhance our joy. When we accept Christ and his salvation, we are not only forgiven, but also gifted with the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, guiding and nurturing us through life's challenges. As we open our hearts to this truth, we experience a transformative love that assures us of our value in God's eyes. It is in this relationship that we find the fullness of joy, enabling us to navigate life's storms with a sense of tranquility that others may not understand. Our surrender to Jesus means relinquishing control and trusting in his greater plan, allowing his peace to reign in our hearts. Indeed, when we recognize and embrace this divine connection, we can confidently face each day knowing that we are cherished by the Creator. Therefore, let us rejoice in the gift of peace through salvation, for Jesus has revealed himself to those who believe, and in that belief, we find our true refuge. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. We continue to pray for our niece, Brittany. And today is Novena Day 5 for our brother-in-law, Johnny, as we continue to lift Johnny up in prayer. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Crude Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit. Amen. Today my poem comes from John 14. It's verses 19 through 27. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, My Peace I Give to You. In the stillness, whispers flow of a love that we can show and know. The Spirit comes, our hearts to fill, bringing peace, a sacred thrill. Jesus speaks of truth divine. I will send you a gift of mine. Comfort comes when we believe in His presence. Excuse me. In His presence. God bless me. We receive. Not as the world can give or take. A peace unshaken, never to break. In the depths of sorrow, hope will rise. Trusting Him, our fear defies. Though the storms may press around, in His love our hearts are bound. A promise held through every trial, His grace and joy, our soul's revival. He reveals Himself to those who seek, in quiet moments both strong and meek. With every prayer and whispered plea, the Savior's heart beckons to thee. So in surrender find your rest. In the warmth of His embrace, be blessed, for the Comforter walks by our side. In His peace alone, we all abide. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 19th, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close in Jesus' sweet name at 7:11, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.